Crime Alert. I'm John Lemley. Authorities in Sartell, Minnesota say a mystery that began more than half a century ago may finally be closer to a solution. Police now believe a car pulled last month from the Mississippi River along with human remains found inside are those of Roy Benn. Benn was last seen September 25, 1967. After breakfast at the King's Inn Supper Club, he entered his metallic blue 1963 Buick Electra and vanished. That mystery lingered for nearly 57 years until August 10th. That's when an angler on the Mississippi near County Road 1 spotted what looked like a vehicle under the water and called police. The Stearns Benton County Sheriff's Office dive team went in, confirmed the find, and days later freed the intact car from decades of sediment. Collins Brothers Towing brought it to the surface, where it was towed to the Sartell Police Department. Investigators from Sartell Police, the Benton and Stearns County Sheriff's Departments, and the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension combed through the vehicle. Inside, they found remains and evidence linking the car and the body to Roy Benn. A press release says that connection came from the remains themselves, items inside the car, and the vehicle's VIN number. Officials also noted Benn was wearing a dark suit, a white French-cuffed shirt, and gold and pearl cufflinks. Back in 1967, Benn was a widower, the owner of an apartment building, and of St. Cloud Gas and Appliance Service. His family described him as financially secure, with no debts, and possibly carrying thousands of dollars the day he disappeared. Authorities say no one ever touched his bank accounts, credit cards, or the registration of his car in the decades since. Loved ones said Benn was happy with no reason to walk away from his life. The remains are now with the Midwest Medical Examiner's Office for further investigation and formal identification. We turn to a sweeping crackdown on organized retail theft in California. Authorities in Ventura County have dismantled what they called a major theft ring responsible for stealing $10 million worth of merchandise from Home Depot, marking the retailer's largest theft case to date. The ringleader, David All, who owns Aria Wholesale, reportedly orchestrated more than 600 thefts across 71 Home Depot stores last year alone. He allegedly paid thieves in cash for high-end electrical items, which were then resold online, including through eBay. The 40-count criminal complaint names All, his ex-wife, and his brother-in-law, all facing prosecution. If convicted, All could face up to 32 years in prison. Authorities credited recent funding and new legislation allowing multi-county prosecutions for enabling the bust. Turning now to Los Angeles, a joint operation between the LAPD and the Sheriff's Office has apprehended a burglary ring responsible for nearly 100 break-ins throughout the region. In early morning raids on August 20th, seven men aged between 22 and 47 were arrested. Three more suspects have since been added, two men already facing attempted murder charges and another who surrendered. That brings the total number of arrests to 10. Authorities seized stolen luxury items, firearms, narcotics, burglary tools, and communication devices. In a raid earlier this year, investigators had also uncovered fake IDs, credit cards, jewelry, and additional firearms. District Attorney Nathan Hochman vowed to pursue maximum penalties, emphasizing that close interagency cooperation and intelligence sharing proved pivotal in dismantling the network. And finally, tensions are escalating in Washington, D.C., where schools are reopening under the watch of armed National Guard troops. In the nation's capital, the federal deployment, ordered by the president and hailed by supporters as a crime-fighting tactic, has provoked sharp backlash. Thousands of National Guard members, some armed, patrol neighborhoods, raising anxiety among parents and community leaders. Since August 7th, over 1,000 arrests have been made, and the administration cites a drop in crime as proof of its hardline approach. Yet city officials, including Mayor Muriel Bowser, argue the move is heavy-handed and risks turning schools into fortresses. In Chicago, where violent crime has also declined, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson have denounced proposals to send federal troops there, calling them unconstitutional and politically motivated.
Thanks, John. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.